Louis, what potential challenges could arise as a result of this amendment?
Well, Inga, if let's work with that 12.2 million, and that is now added to the property in the estate for estate duty purposes, but it is not a real amount of money. Yes, there will be the 24 million of the retirement fund, and because the person has already retired, it will depend on what the two-thirds of that retirement fund was used for. Obviously, if it was invested in a living annuity, then there will be some value left for somebody, but because it is a retirement fund, that will depend on the provisions of the Pension Funds Act and the decision of the trustees of that fund who will get that benefit. If it was invested in a life annuity, which was just going to pay out until the death of the of our fictitious investor who retired, then obviously if there was no capital preservation, there would be nothing left. But yet the estate will be saddled with this 12.2 million rand asset, which may not even exist anymore. And because of that, the estate duty caused by that 12.2 million rand will then have to be recouped from the deceased estate. Because although the amendment was made to the Estate Duty Act to include this as property in the estate, there was no amendment to Section 11 of the Estate Duty Act, which gives the executor the right to recoup estate duty caused by certain property or deemed property from the person who got the benefit of that property. So you can see that you could very easily end up in a situation where one person gets the benefit of that retirement fund after the death of the retiree, while another person who is the heir of the residue in the estate has to bear the brunt of the extra estate duty caused by this.
Ronel, one of the big benefits of a pension fund or retirement annuity is the fact that your contributions are allowed to grow tax-free within the vehicle. Therefore, some investors may argue that it is beneficial to make contributions in excess of the tax-deductible portion. I guess it would be much easier if you knew when you were going to die. In which instances would it still make sense to over-contribute?
Inga, I think the reality is that a lot of clients sometimes say that when they are faced with the potential estate duty consequences of their estate and what they say in their will, is that the argument is, especially if there is no surviving spouse and their children are majors who can fend for themselves, is, and we hear it quite often, is to say, well, you know, I'm not going to be around, I'm not going to see the consequences of the estate duty, and my children are going to get something significant from me. And in that instance, you know, I'm not too worried about the fact that there is going to be estate duty. So I think that you are going to see some clients who say that despite the now negative tax consequences, they are still happy with the benefits that they could get out of this, and they will continue to contribute and over-contribute.
If you do decide to over-contribute, what should you keep in mind, Louis?
Well, you know, two things mainly, and I already touched on one of them, and that is that the testator or the person who made the over-contribution has no control over who will get the benefit of the retirement fund. That depends on the provisions of Section 37, capital C of the Pension Funds Act. And the trustees of the retirement fund will make that decision. Obviously, once the person is retired and it was the retirement fund was transferred to a living annuity, obviously then that does not necessarily apply. But the other problem is the one that I've also already touched on, and that is that you create an estate duty liability, or you could create a large estate duty liability for your deceased estate without the estate getting the benefit of that. So I think if somebody decides on purpose to over-contribute and fall foul of this provision, then somebody like that should really make provision for extra cash in the estate to cover any estate duty liability.
Ronel, do you think the amendment will achieve what it set out to do?
Yeah, I think we need to consider that the amendment has come into operation at the beginning of this year, and it only applies to over-contributions, if we want to simplify it, that was made as or from and after 1 March last year. So in all likelihood, anybody who might have considered making over-contributions under the previous dispensation is now going to reconsider and might not continue making those contributions. So it's not clear necessarily that the amendment will achieve what it set out to do. And clearly tax legislation or amendments or revenue legislation amendments is done for the purpose of, as it's always said, to close loopholes. But in the end, it is to generate more money for the fiscus. And so for those people who have already made contributions, there will definitely be more money that the fiscus can get out of that. But as I say, if we talk about a year's contributions potentially, I'm not too sure that what they have in mind as far as extra income is necessarily going to be achieved.
Louis, just lastly, the head of the Davis Tax Committee, Judge Dennis Davis, indicated last year that changes to estate duty regulations won't add much more than an additional 2 or 3 billion rand to government's revenue. Do you expect that this amendment would contribute the bulk of this?
No, I don't. For the reasons that Runel already touched on, and also because this was basically to close a loophole. The loophole started when retirement fund contributions or retirement fund benefits were made exempt from estate duty in 2009. And what you then found was to make use of the preferential tax treatment of undeductible contributions. People or some individuals started making huge single premium investments in retirement annuities to get the benefit of the enlarged tax-free lump sum and at the same time avoid estate duty. So I don't think this is going to be a huge money spinner for the fiscus. It is unlikely, and anybody who contributes after the 1st of January this year, who keeps on contributing more than they can deduct, must do so after getting very good advice. It's not something that I would recommend you do unless you understand the cost of doing that and have balanced that with the needs in your estate.
That was the CEO of the Fiduciary Institute of Southern Africa, Louis van Vieren, and its chairperson, Runel Williams.